Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day you're listening to. But welcome to this right now moment. You know, I say that because we're on every podcast platform there is. So tune in there. If you miss us here on LA Talk Radio on Sunday nights, we are now, like, the minute the show is over, every single platform you can imagine, we are there. Speaking of all these platforms, well, you know, I started watching The Social Dilemma, and oh my goodness, how we are just so brainwashed to at the mercy of all these apps. So here's the story. Tonight we got a great show. How are you all doing? I love you all for tuning in. Tweet me at Max Tucci, Instagram me at Max Tucci. Let's stay in communication with one another. I love you all. I really do, and I'm grateful that you're here. So here's the story. Tonight, because it is like the thickness of a new month, we are just a couple of days in. And, you know, remember when we used to do the astrology here on Max and Friends, and Dr. Maya Love was here and she would give us, you know, all of the forecast for the month? Well, we have my friend coming up in just a moment. Michelle is joining us here tonight as an astrologer and tarot card reader on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. She founded Born Without Boundaries to bring people together. Her journey has been a long one, and for most of the time, she was filled with self-doubt and fear. But you know what? We're going to talk to Michelle right now because we're going into a full astrological coverage tonight here. Forecast for October 2020. And we're going to do Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorno, Aquario, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, and Libra, con mucho, mucho amor. Welcome to the show, my pal, Michelle Santigate.
I love you so much. You have to know that. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so psyched to be here. Let's start with a brief overview, Max, because I think that there's some things that are happening that are just going to affect us big time. And October's not going to be the easiest month, and that's because the big papas, the holy trine, Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn, are really messing with us all. They've just gotten out of a year-long's worth of a board meeting. They know what they've done wrong, and now they're testing us to see the lessons we've learned. So for most of October, they're squaring the midhaven, which means the stuff that you're good at, they're challenging you with. And Mars, they're also squaring Mars, and Mars is in retrograde, which means normally your performance and the energy that you have is down, and it's challenged, and it may give you insecurities about your performance, where it's most important to you. And then for most of the month, the sun is opposing or in opposition to Chiron, which means that we could be prone to self-sabotage by thinking everything is our fault, that we haven't worked hard enough, which is absolutely not true. But that
is not true. Nope. Not true. Well, you know what? Before we jump into this, and I love how we're just like on the go, you're like the horse at the gate, gates open. You're like, I've got so much time and we're going to cover this all. But before we get into this, just give us a brief overview of exactly who you are, what you do, how people can reach you, and why more than ever now is like the time to get in touch with our astrological signs.
So my name is Michelle Santigate, and I founded Born Without Boundaries, Born Without Boundaries Tarot, and you can watch me every single day on YouTube. That's my YouTube channel, Born Without Boundaries Tarot. I also do live daily tarot card readings on my Instagram channel, Born_Without_Boundaries, Monday through Friday. I got into this. I've always loved astrology. Max, you know that. And Nikki was a big inspiration for me too. But I've always been drawn to it. And I think now more than ever, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the astrology right now, but I think our predilections are changing and that we are a nation, especially without faith. And I think religion doesn't work for a lot of people. It's something that scares people. Maybe it's too exacting, too controlling. But astrology isn't religion. Astrology is just the oldest way of us being able to understand and learn about ourselves. And so much now, more than ever, that is just so important to people. And as we look for ways to be connected spiritually, but also not confined with rules and regulations, astrology is the way to go.
It is the way to go. And, you know, I've been studying it for years. We've been doing it here on Max and Friends for 12 years. And now we have you here joining us. So this is going to have to, like, turn into a thing because, you know, I know what my listeners love, and they do love a good astrological forecast reading. And they just, you know, they're all about it. So thank you for joining us tonight. Now, give us a brief. We're going to go right into this. But before that, I'm going to let you all know at the end of the song show, we have a song that's going to be played from Nino, Hallelujah, because we all need just a little bit of hallelujah in our life right now. So give us a breakdown of the show. Let's get into it. And let's talk all things astrological forecast. Is it accurate to say for October 2020?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So we are going to do the forecast for October 2020. Let's get into it. Let's do it. For all of you who are into this, tweet me at Max Tucci, follow Michelle, and follow her YouTube, follow her on Instagram. And just like, you know what, here's what I know. She will do her thing. So just remember that she's giving you a gift because she does a lot of readings for free. So give her one too once in a while. Slip into her Venmo, slip into her PayPal, and say thank you. So with that said, Michelle, let's get into the astrological forecast for October 2020 here on Max and Friends.
All right, Max, let's start with Scorpio. So you could be feeling a little bit vulnerable, Scorpio, at the top of the month with this full moon in Aries, still holding on to that romantic attachment because of traditions or partnerships. They maybe seem like they may be going great for your family, but they don't really feel right for you, and you don't really know how to confront that. Underneath, you're not so sure about them, but in terms of your professional life, it seems like you need to keep the status quo. So there's a little bit of a rub there. And then October 2nd, when Venus enters Virgo, love isn't so much about passion as it is about the experience and the adventure. Past lives or past experiences may be pulling you out of your comfort zone into the unknown, where you're trying to be subtle, but nothing you do is subtle. So people can still tell that something is up. On October 4th, when Pluto goes direct, you can't keep this going anymore. Whatever you've held on to for the sake of your family or your friends or tradition, not anymore. The information is going to slip out. People will start to talk. Before you've confirmed a thing, you're open to love, maybe from a foreigner or something maybe people aren't going to be expecting. On October 13th, Mercury is going to go into retrograde in Scorpio, which is the magnum PI position of Mercury. It digs up all kinds of goodies. This is the day the story probably will drop, though not to your liking, but there is little you could do to keep it under wraps. Thinking about this or how you'll try to handle it anyway, the biggest signs are how you'll handle it anyway. And then we have October 16th, when the moon is new in Libra. You may find a new partnership or a new romance through work, or fall in love with a new idea or concept that comes along. You'll want to jump on it without necessarily consulting your current partner, despite what your family wants. You're going to follow your heart today. October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, you're working on something big, but you're not talking about it. A great day for love if you're traveling or between you and a foreigner. You'll speak each other's language, not just the linguistic language, but, you know, the psychic language. You may have someone point out to you something you are doing that is hindering your own growth or health. On October 27th, when Mercury enters Libra and Venus enters Libra, remember, Mercury is still in retrograde. Head over at the head over heart. You're going to attempt to wrangle yourself and make head over heart decisions, but that will fail, and that could slow things down. People are warning you, this is a horrible decision. You worry they are correct, and then on October 31st, when the moon is full on Halloween in Taurus, you're going to feel really sexual. You're going to feel really sensual. If you're out of your normal zip code and away from your family and friends, all bets are off, man. But it will be your hopes for the future that will hold you back, or let's put it this way. What might hold you back is your hopes for the future, your ideals, or basically people not making the first move. You won't want to make the first move, but it's still obvious. Your passion is still obvious. Let's shift now into Sagittarius. Sagittarius, the key here is confidence is a cautionary tale. Your current partner may be too good to you while loving and supportive, which is good. They haven't pushed you hard enough to take care of yourself, finding it hard to be okay or content with life that hasn't been as successful as you want it to be. Lack of motivation to change is concerning you. On October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, you'll be tested by your lover. Do they love me? You'll be feeling this inside. Do they love me as much as I love them? Do they understand me the way that I understand them? Are they telling me your own personal disappointment on them? So please be aware of that. On October 4th, when Pluto goes direct, this is the big papas. Pluto, Saturn, and Jupiter are squaring Mars. So you might be pop-offish, especially when it comes to family. They might disappoint you, always feeling like you're falling short or treating you like you're not good enough. Mercury is also opposing Uranus and the moon. So that might be like too much bad news or craziness happening in your community, wanting to do something about it, but you're losing steam every time you try, thinking do people care as much as I do? That's the question you'll constantly be asking. On October 13th, when Mercury goes retrograde, you might discover something about your friends that has particularly nagging, or so you might start nagging them a lot or becoming overcritical, especially with regards to their social or political views. Lack of confidence in others might be assailing you at this point. Too much self-assuredness. October 16th, when the moon is new in Libra, this is a great time to share your brilliant views with your partner or people you are close to. Feeling for their inability to figure things out for themselves, unrealistic ideals, there you go, could lead to some concerns. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. And then October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, you might be setting up for failure. So just understand that wanting to get more than you've given. Maybe people are making things too easy for you now, going unchecked at work or about work, how it impacts your family, lack of contribution becoming clear. Not good news, because it could start to show people that they don't need you, or realizing. So in other words, don't try to get away with too much around this time, because what it could do is backfire on you. And then as we go on to October 27th, where Mercury is still in retrograde, but it enters Libra and Venus is also entering Libra. Having great ideas, there you go, you're filled with them, but not the money to execute them, realizing that your current job isn't going to get you what you want out of life could be causing frustrations. You could be having socially big plans for Halloween, but you don't have the money, or like the public health impediment that we're in right now could be obstructing them. And of course, the full moon on October 31st and Halloween, you might spend too much to sort of meet expectations of family traditions or expectations you think people have on you. You may, like, in other words, to keep up with the Joneses, you may not be able to attend a party because you have to work, which makes you feel kind of worthless and powerless Don't let it get to you. This is actually a chance. It's a test from the divine to make you assert and show how actually valuable you are, where that may have been lacking a little bit, like a couple of weeks before. So there you go. Sagittarius, we're going to head into Capricorn now. Lots happening in career. Living up to expectations may be killing you. Oh, October 1st, when we started out the month in the full moon in Aries, illuminating family tensions and how much those expectations or family competitions are impacting your happiness and what you want to build for yourself. You realize this because you see it hurting other family members and you don't want to be doing that yourself. On October 2nd, Venus entered they're squared. So finding so many challenges between what you want to accomplish or your current commitments versus what is actually good for you. And finally realizing that on October 4th, when Pluto goes direct, you're trying to learn, but you can't. You are having trouble making sense of information because you don't like it, because it doesn't interest you, but you still feel like you need it. October 13th, Mercury goes retrograde in Scorpio, realizing that what you've been forcing yourself to choke down doesn't make any sense. The good you thought would come of it is just attached to more loopholes. A lover or those who love you could offer much needed options that will help de-stress you. October 16th, with the new moon in Libra, realizing opportunities that are untraditional that you used to or in the community. Now, Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter might be slowing you down by basically, they're making a nice trine to Venus, though. So you are aligning yourself with those people that make you feel loved. A lover may be helping you to realize or figure out ideas for a new job or a business, or perhaps investing in you. It's almost like you're going to feel things are too good to be true. So watch out for this, that you haven't worked hard enough for them. So you doubt their trustworthiness, but don't do it. That is that self-sabotage, that Chiron opposing the sun, trying to make you sabotage yourself. It's not too good to be true, and you've already earned it. October 27th, where Mercury is in retrograde and it enters Libra and Venus also enters Libra, it's going to be difficult for you to make up your mind, even though you already know the answer about your career especially, and you'll start to pick apart how you look, maybe actually start to like pick apart yourself because you feel like you can like control yourself and micromanage yourself, but you're feeling insecure about all these new career options. So just look out for that. October 31st, where the full moon is beautiful and sexy in Halloween. On Halloween, it's in Taurus. You may be becoming very argumentative with your lover, impossible to accept a compliment, doing stupid things that show effort or to get attention. You're still waiting to hear. You might be still waiting to hear from a boss or someone that, you know, you had interviewed with. They haven't made up their minds yet because, you know, that's what happens when Mercury is in retrograde in Libra. Nobody can make up their minds. It's bothering you. It's making you feel helpless. So you are picking on yourself and those around you. Try to avoid that and just make love, not conflict. Aquarius.
Aquarius, that's me.
Word. Saved by the fates is what we're calling your reading. Starting off October, your full moon in Aries, with Chiron planted, bam, right on top of the moon. Challenges with organization and getting your thoughts together. Perhaps a lack of feeling like you have a lack of social options or limited social options, but the time alone could reveal some unattractive truths about your social circle. Not finding someone to work with or limited networking options could be causing conflict in you. Don't get conflicted. Honestly, everybody's in a shit show right now, or in the beginning of October. October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, some space from romance or your lover, not because anything's bad, just because you need time to think, to take care of yourself, acutely aware of how your lack of social options, which could be because of the pandemic, may be negatively impacting your goals right now. October 4th, when Pluto goes direct, realizing what you need from others in order to succeed or receiving or allowing yourself to receive help from them, realizing it's smarter to stay away from certain opportunities if it keeps you away from certain scrutinies. There you go. October 13th. Let's see, October 13th, when the moon is new in Libra, you're going to become really clever and ingenuitive to make up for maybe some of the mistakes your colleagues or friends have made, or make up for getting attracted to them. It ends up wonderfully making you look at things in a way you wouldn't have otherwise. And aid from a friend ends up working out very well, helping you to fix any issues that arose from lack of attention to detail or lack of energy. Because let's put it that way, when Mars is in retrograde, we all lack energy. October 16th, when we already went through that. October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, suddenly you may realize what people want or what they will want. It's a great day for a career advancement and finding new ideas or connections to new projects. And then we have October 27th, where Mercury retrograde is entering Libra and Venus enters Libra. Could be tempted toward vanity and feeling like you're not getting enough attention, or start to have insecurities with your health or physical appearance because more people are taking notice of you, which is a good thing, and what you are sharing, which is also a good thing, but it also may make you feel a little bit self-conscious, and that is the Chiron opposing the sun, FYI. And then October 31st, where this is the beautiful and sexy full moon on Halloween in Taurus, there could be a struggle between what you like and, interestingly enough, what your parents have raised you to believe, feeling as though you're not living up to those physical or financial expectations, revealing how many resources you've been putting into maintaining the standards or image based on forced on you by your parents. The discomfort of it, why it's not working for you anymore, most likely because you realize that it is not the direction society is moving, and you like to keep up with the times and lead society in new directions with new ideas. You're the natural rebel, Aquarius, so do not force yourself to conform. Pisces, we're back up to the top of the month. We're reviewing this. Pisces, there is beautiful relationship harmony, maybe seeing a relationship as hope for the future. On October 1st, when the moon was full in Aries, your feelings are challenging the way you see yourself, your home, and your home and your heart versus the place in the world. Question your career goals or your thinking. You're thinking, how has what I do interfered with my family? This is all self-consciousness in you. Your social ideals could be interfering with your friendships, realizing you can't be friends with people who have different beliefs than you, which makes you question your own openness. October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, starting to realize how your self-judgment has been hurting you, more emotional clarity is happening because Chiron is opposing the sun and the moon. Your relationship itself, if you're in a relationship, might be helping you to see all of these emotional stresses and pressures you're putting on yourself. October 4th, when Pluto goes direct, be a difficulty with energy to do anything about it. That square to Mars is sort of putting you in a brain fog, too much emotion, emotional self-discovery could be happening at this point too, but you could be prone to depression, want to stay in bed, just from processing the truths you've learned about yourself and your responsibility to your own dissatisfaction. October 13th, Mercury is going into retrograde in Scorpio, and any issues of infertility or dissatisfaction with the impact of inconsistencies in your childhood, putting blame where it's due, could be the first day you have the strength to confront or talk to the people who were involved in any of that past shit. October 16th, when the moon is new in Libra, the sun is conjunct with the moon, so your head and your heart are in the same place here, having some real issues with the way people make money. Perhaps you've been a part of it and realizing, oh no, that doesn't live up to my moral standards. how this has impacted or challenged your social health, and then realizing how these challenges have made you healthier inevitably, or could make you healthier if you make these changes. Now, October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, somebody may be coming to visit because you couldn't get away, which was the main reason behind your frustration. You're realizing your confinement now, whereas through most of the pandemic, you felt so great. I feel like now you long to travel and you can't. Messages from or conversations with your friends could be with your friends, you'll need them for intellectual stimulation because it becomes very clear that confinement is that you need to read of your confinement right now. Somebody and all your communications have been through work and not social, which is frustrating you. Not meeting new people is frustrating you. All of this is starting to frustrate you. On October 27th, when Mercury retrograde enters Libra and Venus enters Libra, longing to travel, to get away, great attention to achievement, but it doesn't make you happy. And then October 31st, when that sexy full moon is on Halloween in Taurus, maybe you'll go to a close friend's party, but because you want stimulation. But be careful how much you drink, because it could compromise your standards. Watch out for them booty call hookups. Aries, on October 1st, when we entered this month, I promise you, your title is sidelining. It's not going to be as bad as you think. Your inability to effect change on this full moon in Aries in a challenging situation has hit you hard, Aries. You thought you had more influence amongst your friends. You may be figuring that it wasn't you making enough effort, or they don't try to make enough effort. Maybe they don't call enough, or everything is kind of a mess, especially with the sun opposing Chiron. This could impact your work either by distracting you or because your friendships are through work. So that could cause some conflict because of where your focus is. October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, be wanting so badly to hear from others because you can't or refuse to make the effort yourself, with Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn are squaring or challenging you to see how compassionate you can be toward your friends. You may get tempted to pour too much of your self-identity into work. So be wary of that. October 4th, when Pluto goes direct, trust in your intuition here. Something comes out about you that you don't want out. You may feel betrayed by friends and because you couldn't do anything about it, and you feel weak because you couldn't do anything about it. This is just testing your self-control and your pride. Hold back. Don't react. Watch and see. October 13th, Mercury goes retrograde in Scorpio. It's opposing Uranus. Public or social mortification could happen. Inability to act, or the lack of impact your actions have, is very trying. But it's trying to teach you to wait. Why are you so afraid of this? Should you really be ashamed of this, or be living a hidden life, quote unquote? October 16th, when the moon is new in Libra, family tradition, you're not really being judged for what you think. You're being judged or tested by how you reacted to what you couldn't control, not for what it is you really want in life. This period is going to prep you to live a more authentic life to your family and sort of your public persona, especially. October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, family secrets, intense truths, whatever social chatter has arisen about you, you are emboldened when you realize its negative impact on your success, realizing that the challenges you're suffering through, or the challenges you've suffered, especially in love, were to prepare you for something better. So basically, you're learning how to be compromised. You're learning how to be on the bottom end of the fight. I know that sounds crazy, but it's actually great strategy. October 27th, Mercury enters Libra in retrograde, and Venus is entering Libra. Somebody may be stupid enough to contact your family directly, hello. And you handle this with a cool head, which puts you ahead of the game, because the main reason they did it was to intimidate you. In some strange way, you're using how badly you feel about yourself as a shield against anyone hurting you. It's almost like that scene from 8 Mile where Eminem out-raps his competition by out-insulting himself. And then October 31st, full moon in Halloween in Taurus. This is going to be an interesting twist of fate. Strength in being alone, a beautiful sextile between the moon and ascendant and midhaven, keeps you from settling for less, even when you feel maybe a little bit defeated. Don't travel unless you absolutely have to, especially not for love. Stay at home. You can't take back you can't take back what you heard or, you know, what's been said about you. But honestly, at this point, you might prefer to just stand on the sidelines. Like, wow, do I look that stupid when I do this stupid shit? It's almost like looking at other people do what you normally would do and realizing how really stupid it is. It's a great lesson. You might find yourself being a quote unquote Karen and writing a letter as opposed to barging in somebody's office and confronting them directly. Directly, it's all about subtleties right now, Aries. Taurus, stick to your guns. October 1st, when the moon is full in Aries, you may be driven to make some bad choices. You may be kind of pop-offish kind of even tendency toward violence. You may realize the need to check yourself, but you may have already done the deed before you check yourself. With the sun trining your ascendant, this may be... Say this may be who you are, but is it who you want to be? That's the question you got to ask. October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, communications or expressions of love and support with Venus trining the moon and Mars make you realize your folly and make you grateful of people's understanding. It brings you back to the best of yourself. Sun is opposed to Chiron, so you playing the fool is playing, so in other words, you may be suffering some public embarrassment, right? But it's Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn's way of trying to teach you how to be humble and make you check yourself or keep yourself in check. October 4th, especially your temper. October 4th, where Pluto goes direct, it's teaching you a life lesson. Be happy. This karma came instantly, so you know why it happened and you can easily learn the lesson. The lesson is clear. Venus in your third house is a beautiful trine to Uranus. Your friends have your back through this. They still believe in you. October 13th, Mercury goes into retrograde. That just happened. Sorry. Are we running out of time, babe?
No, we're so good. Keep going.
Okay. I'm sorry. Something. Okay. On the October 16th, so you tempted to go it alone, taking more credit than you should. It may come out now that you really couldn't have done this without them, your friends, or whoever helped you. So be particular about how much credit you take right around mid-month, Taurus, even how much you allow people to believe by saying nothing. Be warned. October 22nd, the sun enters Scorpio, not letting your heart get in the way of your desires, but your moon is kind of squared to your seventh house, so you won't get out of this without some guilt. You're being a bit kind of passive aggressive right now. It could be leading to some serious embarrassment and disappointment, Taurus. But then again, it's like you were humbled by being too aggressive in the beginning of the month, so you may be too docile toward the end. October 27th, Mercury is entering Libra in retrograde, and Venus is direct, of course, and entering Libra on the 27th. So you're going to be asked to give what you want to receive, support through words, but you won't. You will choose the smart decision, yielding to your intellect, realizing that the guilt was pushing. In other words, the same friends who supported you might be asking for your help, but what if you don't believe in what they're asking for help for? Do you help them anyway because they helped you? No, you're gonna yield to your intellect on this one, and you're gonna stick to your guns, realizing that the guilt might make you self-destructive. And then October 31st, with that full moon in Taurus on Halloween, you will feel sick time friends after falling out with the others. Don't let this lead you to sadness or into the wrong associations. The bad criticism from an ex, this is funny. Bad criticism from an ex may actually save you from a bad decision. It may make you undesirable enough to keep somebody that you should not have been with away from you. Word up. Now we're moving on to Gemini. Gemini.
1 second before we get into Gemini, I got to let everybody know what they're listening to here on LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight, Michelle Senegat. We're doing the astrological forecast for October 2020 for all signs. And now we're picking up with Gemini.
Word. Thank you. Gemini, in the beginning of the month, October 1st, with the full moon in Aries. Oh, wait. Didn't we already do Gemini? No. You may be wanting to make a social impact, or you may have felt like you're not getting anywhere socially, frustrated by people's lack of interest in what you're doing, or going to great lengths to get people's attention when normally you wouldn't have to. Guess what? It's not you. People's energy and attention is just low. So stay true to you, Gemini. You'll come through just fine. October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, you'll want to hear from those you love. Be on the lookout for letters or DMs of love. You'll be wanting those with Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn squaring Mars and the moon. You may be tested by not getting the feedback that you really, really want. The sun is opposing Chiron, so you may be tempted to self-sabotage if you get too desperate for attention. So be wary of that. In the beginning of the month, October 4th, where Pluto goes direct, you may be finally able to decide that something is over. A circumstance that was drawn out far too long will finish. You will let it drop because, you know what? The pain has exhausted you and you're ready to let it go. October 13th, when Mercury goes retrograde into Scorpio, your eccentricities could become a point of contention now, or a point of discussion without inviting you to the discussion. Easy to feel frustrated, lack of motivation to fight, though. Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn, that's basically them trying to get you to overreact to see if you will be swayed by your pride. Be warned. October 16th, with the new moon in Libra, there's a moment of clarity, a balance between your emotions and your intellect, despite what others might be saying, a certainty in your vision and direction, realizing it's your purpose to try new things, to create. Be honest. I want to point out October 20th, just for you guys, maybe some neediness for a relationship that comes up due to challenges that you are feeling. It's okay. Let yourself feel it, but don't necessarily let yourself jump desperately into a relationship. October 22nd, the sun enters Scorpio, helping you to understand why painful experiences had to happen and how they've directed your creative expression. The sun is being squared by Jupiter here, so there is a risk you'll fear. There's a risk that you might feel a little bit too cocky or high on yourself. With Mercury opposing Chiron, it's best to do more listening than speaking. On October 27th, when Mercury in retrograde enters Libra and Venus enters Libra as well, traditions or what makes you feel good opens you up to being warmer to family members or wanting to be around family members more. Now, this could open up inspiration for you to be writing a family history or a family book. Just don't get into that negative behavior of comparing yourself and your accomplishments with theirs, because you know what? Your life ain't over yet and you're still accomplishing. So just stay away from those comparisons and be fascinated by that family tree you're building. October 31st, with a full moon on Halloween in Taurus, you may be tempted to make a bad decision for your heart, for the good of your family. So pressured into a relationship or a circumstance or blind date or some stupid shit like that. For your family, don't worry. It won't happen. It's almost like with Uranus opposing your son, this person is as uninterested, or this situation, it's almost like the circumstance is as uninterested in you as you are in it. So it basically fall apart without you having to do much worrying about it at all. Cancer, October 1st, that full moon in Aries. Oh, 10 minutes left. Okay. So you will be frustrated with career and money, and you will definitely be taking it personally because what your expectations don't match your dreams. You'll want to blame it on yourself. It's not you, it's them. Go watch my Cancer reading. October 2nd, Venus enters Virgo. You might get real poetic, Cancer, or you might hear from somebody through DMs or a letter. So I don't know, expressions of love, October 2nd. October 4th, Pluto goes direct. We don't get why everyone keeps stopping us, feeling rejected by society or just not good enough. It seems that we don't ever get the popular vote. That's what we're kind of feeling right now around October 4th. October 13th, Mercury goes in retrograde. We might be finding stuff out about our kids that we don't like. If you have kids, then we might be try extra hard to listen around this time, especially when meeting new people. And don't be surprised if your point of view seems strange to others. This could be an exciting time to hang out with different or unusual people. October 16th, with that new moon in Libra, be sympathetic and willing to see another person's point of view. It could open up some nice relationships. It could open up some nice new relationships and also start to point out how our parental relationships influenced us and get away from bad shit they taught us. October 22nd, the sun enters Scorpio, forming a trine with your midhaven and your north node, illuminating how the struggles in our domestic life have prepared us to be successful partners by not repeating the same patterns. October 27th, when Mercury in retrograde enters Libra and Venus enters Libra, it might be making it difficult for us to articulate our feelings. We may have been having some family issues. We're taking a head over heart position, incorporating the opposing point of view in our evaluation of things. We're going to go a little crazy socially. We could be go a little crazy socially. So watch out for that, Cancerian. Leo, we have contemplating your value. This is a tough month for you, because remember, you are ruled by the sun and Chiron is riding your ass for most of the month. So October 1st, when the moon is full in Aries, you're doubting your devotion to your work based on how it's impacting or influencing your family. If you have people depending on you, the weight is really heavy right now. October 2nd, when Venus entered Virgo, your outlook on love becomes much more practical. Who takes care of me? How consistent are they? It's not as much about looks as it is about the reliability. October 4th, Pluto, when Pluto goes direct, could be stirring up fears of not being good enough, especially when faced with other people's success that seems to be born out of effortlessness. This could lead you to underestimate their work and, you know, give you some tension there, acting out in ways that make you look moody and discontent. Ultimately, you're just wary right now. Your energy is drained. October 13th, when Mercury goes retrograde in Scorpio, you could feel that people are trying to steal your ideas or take advantage of things you produced. Investigating those theories will lead you to a downward spiral, so try to avoid that. Trust your friends and your spouse, even though you may be tempted to distrust. October 16th, with that new moon in Libra, you may want to leap to the rescue of those you care about, assuming your assumptions are true. That may be you trying to overcompensate for feeling lackluster, so beware of that. You may not even need to make that effort, and you may be undermining their own self-reliability. October 22nd, the sun enters Scorpio. This is a naturally passionate time for you, where it will be easy for you to be driven to extremes. But with Mars squared to Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, and Venus sextile them, it's better to receive than to give right now. Allow yourself to be admired and be wary of taking it too seriously. Mercury Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Mercury is entering Libra on the 27th and in retrograde, and then Venus enters Libra. For this is the first time in a long time, you may not care how much you look. Enjoy it, actually. It's liberating. October 31st with that full moon in Taurus, you might decide to stay in or spend the night with a good book or brainstorming. Don't pass too many mirrors because you might be a little bit more disheveled than you usually like, but at least you know if you meet people around that time, they like you for you and not your lammer. Virgo, silence is golden. Avoid debates. With the full moon in Aries on the 1st, you want to stay home so you feel all the family issues are your fault. October 2nd, Venus enters Virgo only for a short time. It may be difficult for you to understand what your partner needs, but that is because Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn are squaring Mars, making you think you have to do more than you already do, but Virgo, you're already doing it. October 4th, Pluto goes direct. Aside from tripping over your tongue more than usual, you could be feeling that Mercury shadow period already because your ruling planet is Mercury. The opposite sex actually comes through and provides well-needed breather from the stress you're putting yourself under right now. October 13th, Mercury goes retrograde in Scorpio. You can't help but dig up the scoop. You might get really investigatory here, but try to keep anything you find quiet. And don't leave your history on your browser. Clear that shit out. You'll want to use the info to create brilliant ideas that impress people, but not use things against people. October 16th, new moon in Libra. You'll need support from your spouse or your lover to help you with extra work. On October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, you could start asking yourself, will they find out that I don't deserve this? Because you're starting to doubt your own deserving. Should these people be getting these bonuses? So you may be kind of projecting your own self-doubt on other people. Watch out for that. October 27th, when Mercury is in retrograde in Libra, and Venus enters Libra, it may be difficult for you to make decisions, and you could be driven to argue for just the argument's sake, annoying your partner, especially exacerbating your insecurities of how you look or feel about yourself. And then that full moon on Halloween, you will bring out your freak, Virgo. You definitely want to be social, but all that digging about disease and conspiracy theories might be making you paranoid. So don't do it in the beginning of the month. So you might be stuck at home, which is own self-sabotage, right? Because you don't want to be stuck at home. You're very social. And then last but not least, Libra. How much do you really trust them? October 1st, with that full moon in Aries, your certainty in your home family life is shaken. You think you're not working hard enough or doing enough to maintain your value. Attempts to work harder might take you away from the people that you love, which is self-defeating. October 2nd, when Venus enter Virgo, avoid this. Faith in the status quo. Just maintain. Don't push yourself, forcing you to question question the long term. Can this really last without me? Does this person want me? Do they always questioning these partnerships? Be wary of this. Please, could be fears of not being enough or providing enough for everybody. But slowing down is the best thing for you right now. You keep flipping between extremes of confidence and certainty, and then go right away to doubting that you're good enough. So it's a little bit of a whirlwind around October 4th emotionally. October 13th, when Mercury goes retrograde in Scorpio, could be some brilliant ideas for work or moving a money around, friendships. This is a time, though, you may fall short on convincing others, which is really weird because your ideas are going to be great. So their loss. Try one-on-one conversations. Avoid large groups. Use what you know about that person to get them to listen to you and convince them of your ideas because your ideas are brilliant. October 16th, when that new moon is in Libra, you might get a really much needed rest from self-doubt or too much deliberation for a few days. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio could provide needed insights into dealing with ideas that appeal to large crowds so that you can talk to crowds now. The universe is asking you, you may have, asking you, I don't know where I wrote that, Sorry, you may have some issues talking to someone very different from you. Be wary of that. Patience and compassion is the key to success here, especially compassion with yourself. October 22nd, when the sun enters Scorpio, great ideas about how to handle some family issue or disorder, which will be received, but still challenging to execute. You may be trying a new diet, etc., to look your best or get healthy. Compassion and patience is your key. And then October 27th, with Mercury retrograde in Libra and Venus direct in Libra, you could be thinking of you could be thinking your partner is just with you for the money. You may start checking into their affairs. Ooh, this could be self-sabotaging your relationship and bring up necessary conversations. You know what? If this is what you're feeling, you need to talk to them lovingly and directly about these fears, not go snooping behind their back. October 31st, full moon in Halloween in Taurus. Your family could be supporting the tension between you and your spouse. So, you know, the in-laws getting involved and all that shit, or making you feel like shit about what you're doing with your career. Don't try anything too crazy to your look at this point. Don't try to alter your look too much. So be wary at the end of the month for passions to be high and your in-laws to be commenting too much on your partner and your marriage. Try to get them to stay out of it and don't go hog wild and change your hair color because it could end up really nasty. And there we have it. All 12 zodiac signs by
Born Without Boundaries. And there we have it, Born Without Boundaries. Thank you so much. Before I let you go, what do you want people to take with them into this week? What do you want them to, like, some inspiration from you?
You know, this is a time when we're being tested to learn, Max. And a lot of us are going to fail and mess up just to be able to be taught. It's almost like failure is the best teacher, right? You've heard that line. Mm-hmm. So I think especially through this week, please, please be compassionate to yourself, number one, and be compassionate to others, because it'll get you a lot further than being really self-critical and harsh. Because the truth is, Max, it really isn't our fault. The powers that be have been crazy for this whole year, and they're just starting to all go direct now. So it's almost like the shit's like we're feeling more. We kind of got into the cycle. Like we kind of got into the new pattern of the craziness, right? And now that it's all changing, it's like it feels even worse because of the change. All of this, I would say by mid-November, is going to be really smoothing out. So just expect, like, you know what I say on my channel, Max? Whatever happens in October stays in October. There you go.
We'll leave it at that. And the one thing I don't want to leave it at that is do have compassion for yourself. Have compassion for others. Love yourself more than now ever. And remember, this might be a pattern and a pathology that we're learning since March, but it's time to break and disrupt the patterns that are holding us back from being the incredible beings that we are. Until next time, I love you all for tuning into Max and Friends. Thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us. And right now, my cousin, Nino, singing Hallelujah, because we need some now on Max and Friends. Until next time, good night and good karma, and take life to the max. I'm Max Tucci for Max and Friends.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throat, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew a hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.